Track 9. Reading Vocabulary. Listening. Read and listen to the following story. Underline all the tenses you find. Gossip is never a good story. Everything was a mess.
Carlos and Lucia were high school sweethearts, but something was getting in the way. Daniel is Lucia's ex-boyfriend, and she had told several of his friends that Lucia was still in love with him. He even mentioned that she wrote to him every night before going to bed. The story was told by a close friend of them, and from there, everything went crazy. Lucia arrived to school very early on Monday morning. Before 8 a.m., she was already speaking to several of her close friends, searching for ways to stop the gossiping going around. To make things worse, there were even pictures of her which had been distributed to male classmates. And of course, it was Daniel's deed. Lucia and her friends had come to a conclusion, and they were going to play a prank on him. Everything was well planned. They were going to make him pay. But things don't always go right when revenge is on the way. Teacher Donna heard what some of the girls were saying, and she approached Lucia to ask her what was happening. Lucia told Teacher Donna the story and mentioned that her friends and her were going to do something about it. Teacher Donna listened to Lucia, and when she finished, she reminded her that she was right to be upset. But this was called bullying, and that she should tell the school authorities on the matter so that things could be stopped. Lucia listened to the teacher, and then she asked her to help her talk to the principal. Lucia saw that things were getting too ugly and that it could get worse. Teacher Donna arranged a meeting with Lucia and the principal. The school sub-director and two other teachers were there, as well as two of Lucia's friends. They showed the messages and the pictures to the principal. The principal listened to them, and then he called his secretary to bring Danielle to his office. When Danielle arrived, he imagined what was happening and started apologizing. The principal asked him to sit down, and then he asked everyone to be quiet while he spoke directly to Danielle. The principal was very strict, and he mentioned to Danielle the legal problems he could have if he continued with that conduct. Danielle apologized for his behavior and said that he had done this because he was jealous and that he wanted a second chance. The principal asked Danielle to publicly apologize to Lucia and to his classmates because this could have happened to anyone. Apart from that, Danielle was asked to stay every day after school for an hour to talk to the psychologist and to work inside the classroom giving extra classes to students with low math grades, as he was excellent in that subject. Danielle learned his lesson, and he tried to become a better student. It was a big mistake from him, but everyone at school learned from it because the principal brought different people to give talks on bullying and on anger control. This happened to Danielle, but it could have been a girl, too. The best thing to do, the principal said, is to talk to the right people and speak up when necessary. No one should be afraid.